With continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by goalkeeper of the Pella Christian soccer team, or former goalkeeper of the Pella Christian soccer team now, Lydia Zylstra. Lydia, thanks for joining us. And as a senior this last year, your last year on Eagle Lane, and unfortunately just fell short of the state tournament, but an overall remarkable season, and you had an impressive season. How do you feel like your senior year at Pella Christian went as far as soccer is concerned?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think it went really well. I love the soccer team at Pella Christian. All the girls are so sweet and really just kind to each other. And as a senior, I think it was just so fun to keep bonding with each of the girls and just to grow in relationship with them, while we also grew in relationship with, like, or grew in our knowledge in that game of soccer. And it's just, it's always fun to see from the beginning of the season to the, just the growth of each individual and then as the team too. So.
Absolutely. And you had a lot of things going for you this year. I believe it was third place on the all-time records for goals saved. Maybe it was in a season. I'm drawing a blank on it at the moment, as is a couple months ago, but you know, obviously a very, very fantastic career there on Eagle Lane and a very fantastic senior season. What are some of those things that you're going to take with you from not only this year, but from your experiences playing for Coach Bouquet and playing girls soccer at Pella Christian?
I think just the memories we've made as a team and just all the hard work we've put into, and just kind of some lessons of, as a senior, I was able to grow in my leadership skills. And so things like that, that I can apply to like the real world and like in my future and my career, I can, tap into those skills that I've learned through soccer.
Yeah. And thankfully we got to watch you play your senior season, as this is my first year covering Pella Christian, and it was a great year. And I'm really excited because this isn't the last time you're going to be playing soccer. You have made a decision to go play in college. And before we jump into that college in particular, I'm just curious what that process was like for you deciding on a school and picking a school and trying to find a place where you felt comfortable going and continuing your athletic and academic careers.
Yeah. So I want to go into physical therapy. So a school that had strong academics was important for me. And then I also wanted a school that wasn't too big. So I wasn't really looking at like Iowa or Iowa State or UNI. And then also I wanted to attend a Christian college. So just the strong biblical doctrine was important to me too. And that's the stuff I found at Dort. So.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Dort is where you're going to go play your soccer this upcoming year, and a very exciting thing. What about this opportunity to continue playing soccer has you most excited?
I think just being able to grow in my skills of soccer has me really excited, because I actually didn't really play any club soccer. So I just had high school soccer, and even COVID took out a year of that. So really just being able to grow in my skills and knowledge of the game of soccer is what I'm really looking forward to. And then also just building relationships with the girls on the team and even the coaching staff too.
Absolutely. And getting the opportunity to play college soccer or any collegiate athletic event is a very exciting thing. And Lydia, we're excited for you to be able to take that journey on next year. And we're looking forward to seeing how you do. And hopefully we'll catch up with you at some point during the year to check in and see how the season's going, and appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck at Dort.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Lydia Zylstra of the Pella Christian girls soccer team here on the Radio Sports page.